The Natural Resource Conservation Service recently released the Utah Water Supply Report for spring, revealing that reservoir levels across Utah are significantly above average this year and approaching capacity. This information is especially important for dam managers and water conservation districts who distribute water to their water users. This year, the snow water equivalent, which is a measurement of the amount of water in snowpack, is greater than 90% of measurements recorded over the last 30 to 40 years. Snowpack measurements are an important predictor for water supplies in Utah.
In most of the West, and particularly states like Utah, most of the water that we use comes from melted snow. We've determined that for Utah, the number is actually more than 95% of our water is derived from snowmelt-related processes, so it's obviously critically important to know how much water is stored on the mountains in the form of snow.
This is Jordan Clayton. He's a hydrologist with the Natural Resource Conservation Service. He explains that there are some risks associated with the high levels of snow still present in a few high-elevation basins.
What we were hoping for in terms of a flood risk when you have a big snowpack here was to see a kind of more gradual release of that stored water, and that's luckily what we've gotten for the most part. There's been some rapid melt in the last week or so, but that's part of why we reissued an update to our spring forecast reports to address the fact that there is, in a few basins in particular, still lingering substantial amount of snow and also not a huge amount of reservoir capacity to store that water.
Forecasts for the flow rates of streams contributing water to reservoirs are created using precipitation and snow water equivalent data, but Clayton explains that the next steps towards improving these predictions could be incorporating soil moisture data. Higher soil moisture improves efficiency of snowmelt flow because less water will be soaked up by the soils in the basin if they are saturated. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jessica Schultz.